WXXI and the Jewish Community Center are bringing Holocaust survivor Eva Moses Kaur and filmmaker Ted Green to Rochester this weekend for a special screening of the film Eva, A7063. Haunted for decades by the terrors the Nazis inflicted on her and her twin sister Miriam, Eva's story is all the more remarkable because she ultimately forgave her captors, including Dr. Joseph Mengele, the so-called Angel of Death. He carried out horrific and inhumane experiments on twins like Eva and Miriam. Eva, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
We recently marked the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and I understand you and your family were taken to Auschwitz just a few weeks before the Allied invasion. You were 10 years old at the time.
10 years old.
Were you aware at that time of that turning point in the war in Europe?
No, but I sure wish watching it that the D-Day would have happened a month earlier. Maybe the Nazis wouldn't have been able to take us away. But that didn't happen.
How long were you at Auschwitz?
We arrived in Auschwitz toward the end of May, I would say maybe May 17, 18, or 19, somewhere about there. And we were liberated January 27. So half of May, June, July, August, about nine months.
Your film really takes us on this journey with you from despair to outrage and finally forgiveness. And I know some people can't comprehend how you could forgive the Nazis. How did you get to that place, and how has your life changed since you did that?
Well, Miriam died in 1993 from the fact that her kidneys were very small, the size of a 10-year-old child. So with every pregnancy, her kidneys gotten more difficulties. And I was devastated by her death. I knew that I had to do something in her memory to cope better with her death. And ultimately, I opened Kendall's Holocaust Museum in 1993. I teach children that they have no control over the past, but they have control every day of what they do with their life, and they should forgive people who neglected them or abused them or did not treat them right, because it will make them feel better about themselves, and it will change the relationship that they have with those people. And I think the fact that even 8-9-year-olds have the power to do something that will have a positive effect is very intriguing to children, and they are trying it, and it works.
I think a lot of people feel that forgiveness means what happened was okay, but I don't hear you saying that that's how you see forgiveness.
I don't think that what they did was okay, nor would I ever utter those words. It was terrible, unbelievably terrible. But what do I do nevertheless? I have these memories. This is my life. Do I deserve to live a better life than these memories permit me? And I would say yes. And how on earth am I going to accomplish that? By getting even or creating more victims? No. I did not ever want to hurt anybody. And that to me was very clear that I didn't want to hurt anybody. But I wanted to live a better life and a freer life than the memories permitted me.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise again here in the U.S. and around the world. What do you make of that?
Very sad that people are distorting the facts of life so easily. And I think that we should be concerned because anti-Semitism is a very old disease of human nature. If anything goes wrong, let's blame the Jews. Why the Jews? What do I have to do with anything that the anti-Semites speak as my fault? I believe that everybody has the right to be treated with respect and caring. And I hope that people concentrate a little bit more of doing that instead of blaming any problem on Jewish people. Actually, Jewish people are quite considerate of the rest of the world because they were always minorities and they always had to be considerate of their neighbors and their fellow human beings. But that has not helped to teach the rest of the world to teach us, to treat us with respect.
Eva Moses Corr, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Eva's Holocaust story is told in the film Eva A7063. It will be screened at the Rochester JCC this Sunday, June 16th at 6:30 p.m. Eva and filmmaker Ted Green will be there for a discussion following the screening and a meet and greet. And you can find ticket information at WXXI.org.